Away for just a moment from the coronavirus, polling closes in the Shannon election at 11 o'clock this morning. Counting will get underway this afternoon to fill 43 of the 60 seats from the five vocational panels. A further six seats will be filled from the university panels, and counting for those will start tomorrow. For more, we can talk to Claire McGing, a social scientist based at the Institute of Art, Design and Technology in Dunleary. Claire, for most of us, I think it's fair to say that our attention has been elsewhere for the past few weeks. What's due to happen today?
Good morning, Rach. Yes, this Shannon election isn't like any we've ever seen before. The COVID-19, I suppose, has put a new emphasis on it for a couple of reasons. So just to say, what we're going to see today is that counts are going to begin for the vocational panels. These are five panels that represent vocational and functional interests. And the university seats will be counted, and the polls will close later this week. And then there's a third category of senators that are 11 pointed by the Taoiseach. Why this has become a bit of an impetus today, or why there's more emphasis on it maybe now than there is previously to this, is that legal advice the government has received is that they can no longer pass any legislation without those 11 nominees being appointed by the Taoiseach. Now, this cannot be done by the current Taoiseach or the caretaker Taoiseach or caretaker government. This would have to be done by a new Taoiseach who is elected by the Dáil. So it means that for the next couple of weeks, and we're in a kind of a strange situation where if we needed to have some form of emergency legislation through, that they can't get that done.
Oh, OK. So the fact that there will be a new Shannon, but that the old government is still in place, that does present a problem.
Yes, that is the advice, at least, that the government have been given. Now, there was some other legal opinion last week, but that is the official government line, and it's unlikely that they will introduce legislation without those 11.
Now, significantly, the Cathaoirleach of the last Shannon, Denis O'Donovan, has urged candidates not to go to today's count.
Yes, COVID-19, I suppose the outbreak has changed a lot of issues for the Shannon or the Shannon election procedures. So firstly, just to say, the counts this time are going to be much more severely restricted. Shannon counts are not like Dáil counts where, you know, we have massive media interest and loads of people in, but there would have been a number of people, candidates, their agents, their supporters, the media, etc. This time it has been severely restricted down to only people who by law should be there, a candidate's election agent or themselves, and the returning officers, etc. And yes, as you say, the political parties, the Cathaoirleach, and also the university seats, those administrative units are encouraging candidates not to attend. As well as that, though, COVID-19 has also changed something else about the Shannon. The Shannon election, if you think a Dáil election is tough, Shannon elections are grueling, particularly for those who run the vocational panels. The electorate for those five panels are public representatives, their county councillors, the outgoing senators, and Dáil, the incoming Dáil or TDs. So there's 1,169 in the electorate at the moment, and we know the party composition of that electorate, so it's quite small. But the campaigns are very personalised. You know, candidates would ordinarily have gone around meeting potentially hundreds of councillors, looking not just for their first preferences, but their transfers and so on. And with the outbreak of COVID, that all had to be stood down. And most campaigning was done online and through the phone and so on. So it really did change the dynamic of the campaign. Senator Abel Power, she was a former senator for Fianna Fáil. She once described the Shannon campaign as the Discover Ireland route into politics.
Claire McGing, thank you very much for joining us on the line this morning.